song that Amethyst sings for us on this record, which indeed is one of the most charming of its kind ever made, was originally written without lyric inspiration, as the words were not even thought of at the time the melody was composed. The music was laid aside for 2 years after its production, when Miss Arabella Root, hearing the melody, asked permission to produce the present words. The song, both words and music, is so strong in its flavor that it has often deceived Scotch people who thought they knew all the Scotch songs ever written. It was sung many years ago with Gilmore's band while making a tour of Scotland, and being given one night at Dundee, Scotland, the people attending the concert were much chagrined when they found they had been moved to tears by a Scotch song written by a Yankee residing in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Mr. J.L. Gilbert, who composed this music, has written many other famous songs, the best known, aside from Bonnie Sweet Bessie, being Not a Sparrow Falling. The liking for this old song is not merely a fleeting fancy. It takes hold in a permanent way upon the affections. It has been able to do this because it possesses certain characteristics which carry it along from one generation to another. Its appeal is direct and simple, for it appeals to a sentiment that is common to all humanity. Anna Case sings Bonnie Sweet Bessie in a fashion that goes straight to your heart. She does not try to make it sound like a difficult song to sing, but in her rendition she has put a vast amount of repressed feeling that you will find more appealing every time you hear the record. Miss Case has built up a very extensive operatic repertoire. She is, as you doubtless know, one of the leading sopranos of the Metropolitan Opera Company. Her operatic roles include the principal soprano parts in Carmen, Pagliacci, Rigoletto, La Bohème, Tannhäuser, Lohengrin, and many other operas. Blessed with a rare personal charm, Miss Case embodies in her work a boundless enthusiasm, a highly developed artistic temperament, and an unusual musical appreciation. Her voice, always completely under control, shows the unmistakable effect of intellectual development, as well as the technical skills acquired by conscientious study and a varied experience on the operatic and concert stage.